Morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I got a call. Is it 314 area code from Deluxe, or is that a different? Is that the same? Are y'all affiliated?
Well, this is a home care agency. Did you need home care services?
Yeah, they had called me from a 314 area code. I didn't know if that was.
Yeah, we are in St. Louis as well. We have a 314 office.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah, I was going to, my client wanted to switch to you guys.
Okay. What county is your patient residing in?
Jackson.
Okay. And what's the patient's first and last name?
Nathan Crowder.
Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N?
Uh-huh, Crowder.
C-R-O.
Mm-hmm. W-D-E-R.
And his date of birth?
August 5th, 1966.
Yeah, August the 5th, 1966.
A good number to reach, Mr. Nathan?
It's 816-642-0016.
And his home address?
7777 Holmes Road.
Holmes or Holmes? H-O-L or H-O-M?
H-O-L-M-S.
Got it. And city and state?
Kansas City, Missouri, 64131.
64131. Got it. And now I just need his Missouri Medicaid ID number to check eligibility code.
Oh, okay. I think I wrote it down. Let me get it. Hold on.
Take your time, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay. You don't have your card on you, do you?
It's the MoHealthNet card. The
okay.
MoHealth. Mm-hmm. Take your time, okay?
Okay.
What's wrong?
Let me see.
This one?
Is it considered Kansas City?
Yep.
Yes, it's Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas.
But it's in Jackson County. That's where I got the little confusion from. And what's your name, ma'am?
Nathan Crowder.
No.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Jacinta.
Jacinta? Can you spell that for
me? Yeah.
J-A-C-I-N-T-A.
J-A-C-I-N-T-A. J, not a G, but a J.
And Jacinta, your last name?
Figures, S-I-G-A-R-S.
F-I-G-A-R-S?
Uh-huh.
And a good number to reach you?
It's 816-382-9713.
Got it.
Well, I guess when we get it, because we got to go He showed me a paper and I wrote it down for him.
It's okay.
And do you guys get paid weekly or bi-weekly?
Every Friday. Every Friday.
Okay.
Anything over 40 hours is time and a half as well.
Is it clocking?
Do you know how many? Do you know how many hours a week he has?
They're supposed to be adding, so the lady will get back with.
What are you clocking in and out for now?
Huh?
How many hours are you clocking in and out for right now?
Oh, it's 60 a week.
Okay.
I mean, a month. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, 60 a month. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You need it social? I don't.
No,
I
not social. Just the DCN off of his MoHealth Net card.
Okay. That's not it. Okay. Well, we'll call you back once because we got to look through some paperwork. I forgot about that.
So let me get the social then, so that I can find them with the social.
Okay. Where's your social? Dude, I just had it the other day. Let's see. Just give her your social.
I do that.
It's on there, the paper right here. Wait a minute, let's see. Who is that? You got somebody else. Okay. 498.
Okay.
74. Three 5 4 6.
All right. Now I just need 498-743-5-4-6. Date of birth is August 5th, 1966. He resides at 7777 Holmes Road in Kansas City, Missouri, 64131, and that's in Jackson City, correct?
Uh-huh, apartment 240.
Apartment 240. All right. Uh-huh. Now, I just need you to write down some of my information. Let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, let me get my pen. Put that up. That way. Yeah. How do they usually do the clock-in status?
It's through the HHA system. It's an electronic system.
Oh, good. Like, use his phone, or is it?
It depends on the coordinators. Once they call you to send you your hiring application, they'll let you know exactly what they're going to utilize, depending on the area he resides in. Because it's all based on, reception area, how bad is the service where he's at. And it's a whole to-do. But we utilize the HHA.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
So the agency that's going to hire you and assist him onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. That's Deluxe, D-E-L-U-X-E. The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. Mm-hmm. And my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Okay.
Now, what I want us to do, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Are you currently working with a service coordinator over at Health and Seniors? Do they know? Okay, so then we need to call and let them know that Mr. Nathan needs a provider change. Write that keyword down, provider change.
Okay, provider change.
To Deluxe Home Care. You're going to give them my name and my phone number. They're going to put in the request in the system. The request then is going to get assigned to a state specialist. The specialist then is going to call us back to give us a start date. In the meantime, I'm going to be processing you for payroll, registering you with the Family Care Safety Registry, and running your background. So by the time the changes occur on a state level, you're already on payroll. In the meantime, I want you to continue to clock in and out with the agency you're currently with until we officially take over. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Can you repeat that number?
Yep, 314-501-2508. And you need a provider change. Nathan needs a provider change to Deluxe Home Care. Also, okay. They're going to ask him to confirm his Medicaid ID number. Just let them know that he doesn't have it, but he has his full social.
Okay.
Once you get once you get his Medicaid ID, can you call me back, Jacinta, with it? Because I need it.
Okay.
All right. Give me one hold. I'm going to place you on a brief hold until we could get the state on the line, okay? Please bear with me while I get you patched through, okay? Please hold.
Okay.
They're going to ask to speak to him, okay?
Okay.
All right. Please hold.
3, if you are calling to check on the referral or request.
Hello?
Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a representative to assist you with
your request. Give me 1 second while I get him on the line, okay? The
please
state.
Be advised that not having this information readily available will result.
Just give me 1 second. I'm trying to get us through the state, okay? Please hold. Hello? Miss Justin?
Yes, I'm home.
Okay, just please hold.
Okay, you guys are next.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your...
I'm going to take the bathroom just till we get out. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Yolanda. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
No, he's right. He's coming out the restroom. We were on hold. It's for someone else. I give him the phone.
What's your name?
How are you?
I'm
Jacinta.
Doing. What was your name?
Period. Jacinta, J-A-C-I-N-T-A.
And what is your relationship to the participant?
He's right here. I work with him.
And what is his name?
Nathan Crowder.
What is a good callback phone number just in case we get disconnected?
His callback number is 816-642-0016.
All right. Does he have his DCN or his Medicaid number available?
Yes, he has it. Here, where's your... He's right here. Want me to give it to him?
Yep.
Okay. It's 0169-6139.
Nathan, are you on the phone, or can you hear me?
Yep.
What's your birth date?
We've been 1956.
Thank you. And do I have permission to talk to Jacinta and give her any information about your case? Okay. And I do have, what is your phone number?
Mine is 816-382-9713.
All right, hold on. Let me add that in there because it's changed. Okay, 816.
Oh, my number, dear?
Yeah, 816.
382-9713.
Okay, so I have your phone number in there. And then what is Nathan's phone number that 816-642-0016? Is that a new phone number for him?
Yeah, that's the new one he got. He misplaced and then he got a new phone.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get that updated, okay? So that way if somebody has to call him from our agency, we'll be able to get in touch with him, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. And can you verify the address for me, please?
Uh-huh. 77, okay? Okay. 7777 Holmes Road. Apartment 240, Kansas City, Missouri, 64131.
And what county is he residing in?
Jackson.
Yep.
Thank you. Do you have, never mind. I see it's already in there. I'm so used to asking. Okay, what can I help you guys with today?
He wanted to switch to it's called Deluxe.
All right, so he's wanting to change providers?
Yes, change providers.
And how do you spell deluxe?
D-E-L-U-X-E.
And it's just called deluxe?
Home health care, yeah.
And have they accepted him?
Yes, they already got the information and everything.
And do you have the phone number?
Yes, it's area code 314-501-2508.
Okay, let me go ahead and start your request. And are you wanting to change your nurse as well?
Yeah, they probably have the. You could probably keep the same nurse. Or did you want to? He gonna switch with theirs once.
Cause okay.
That way they have their own nurse.
Yep. More hours.
Okay, give me just one moment. And I heard, did you say you wanted an increase?
Yep.
And what do you what do you need an increase on specifically?
Needing more regarding like I don't know if he have bathing. Is he qualified for that?
I'll have to look. Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay. Bathing, a little bit bathing, and he has to go to the. I have to go to the store more often for him for his daily meals.
Okay, so he needs an increase. Well, an. Okay, so.
I don't know if the company, the previous company, they might. I think he was telling them, but I don't know.
Bathing. Requesting to add on bathing and essential transportation.
Yes, and I usually need to wash twice a week, but I don't know if that's required.
The laundry or?
Laundry or, yeah.
Requesting, okay, so right now it's requesting add-on bathing and essential transportation, and then he needs an increase.
We don't have respite, do we? Respite, or he can't get respite.
No,
right?
He can't get respite.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I have to look. I'm on a different page. Give me a moment.
Oh, okay. Probably not.
Nope, he cannot. Okay, so.
Okay, because he had a seizure a couple of years ago.
All right. Okay. So requesting to add on bathing, essential transportation, increase laundry. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. As far as he has a treatment that he takes. And so, well, that's probably something different. Yeah. I just have to make sure, because he go to a doctor appointment, like to the cardiologist and stuff like that, he has to go to an oncologist.
Okay. All right, let me start that request.
Or did he only have like 60? I can't remember. I think he has 59 or hours a month.
249 per week. My care, home care. Okay, hold on.
I don't know how much that is. I have to ask.
I don't know.
All the time. Okay. And that's per week or per month? 249 per month.
Per week, looks like to me here. Okay. So
oh, okay. Care. Probably, yeah.
And then wanting to change to deluxe home health care. Is it deluxe home health care or deluxe home care?
That's a good question.
It is. It's deluxe home care. I found it.
Okay. Okay, good, because I wasn't for sure.
Okay. Oh, I need to put on there. Hold on. Question the nurse change. Oh. All right. So we need.
You already took your medicine.
Okay. I did. It's more.
Okay. Well,
all right. Oh, wait. So, wait a minute. Home care. Okay. Okay. And make sure everything looks good.
Oh.
Make sure. Okay, yep, I did. Perfect. Okay. Note. Okay. All right, so I do have that request in, okay? Now, it could take up to 21 to 31 business days before a specialist will be reaching out to you, okay? I'm going to transfer you to an I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, well, that's how far
you were
out
saying, okay, sorry about that.
I'm sorry, pardon?
Hi. He was saying, okay, that's why you were talking.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. Now, do you have any other questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, it just takes 21 days, a business day at least.
Yeah, yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer you to an like a automatic like line that's going to tell you about the care planning process while you're waiting for that specialist to call you. It's also going to give you a phone number they'll be calling from, okay?
Okay.
And I always tell everybody.
I just keep working with him.
Yeah.
Keep working with him till I hear. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Everything stays the same until they call you and they make those changes, okay? Also, with that being said, make sure your voicemails are cleaned out just in case if you happen to miss that call, they can leave a message, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you guys have any other questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No.
Well, I want to thank you for calling
in. Yeah.
Thank you. I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to wish you a great rest of your day, and I'm going to transfer you to that automated line.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day. I'm transferring now.
Okay.
Please hold while your call is connected.
PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving.
Okay, you guys did really well, okay? So now we sit and we wait. We wait for the request to catch up, and then in the meantime, the coordinators are going to reach out to you, okay, Ms. Jacinta, to get you your hiring application out the way, okay?
Okay, thanks. And one question, I forgot he has in-home.
So then you can't get paid to take care of him if he has in-home. It has to be the CDS program.
You don't do in-home?
No, we don't do in-home. We only do CDS. CDS is where you can hire a friend, family, or trust a loved one. If he loses the CDS, you won't be able to get paid.
No, he don't have CDS. He has in-home.
He can't
care.
Have in-home if he's hiring you to be his attendant. He has to have the CDS program.
He's not hiring. He didn't hire me, but he has in-home care.
He needs to switch it to CDS in order for you to get paid to be his attendant. So when the state worker calls,
he can't. He's qualified for in-home unless they change it. I should have mentioned that to the
When they call, just let them know that he wants to change his services to CDS because he wants to choose you to be his caregiver. They'll change it.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know that had something to do with, like, a slight the memory. Yeah, because he has, like, slight memory. Yeah. Okay, so they I thought they choose in-home.
He gets to choose who he wants to be his caregiver. If the state approves his services, then there's two programs. There's the in-home, where the agency picks out one of their workers. Or then there is the CDS, where he picks his worker through the agency of his choice.
Oh, okay. And he's picking me, so I need to let them know that.
Yep, that he's going to be picking you.
The agency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the last agency picked me, but he wanted to switch, and then the in-home care stay with him. You understand what I was saying?
Right, but he needs to switch to CDS.
Okay.
So when the state calls, tell them that he wants CDS program.
Okay. I didn't know it was, I just thought they picked the in-home. Okay.
All right.
I'll make sure I tell them. Hopefully it'll work out. But I spoke with somebody at Deluxe. He did a couple of weeks, about a month ago, and they said they had in-home. I wonder, is there another Deluxe?
No.
Several Deluxe?
In-home just means that he's going to do the in-home, meaning he's going to get home care agency in his home. The difference between the two is in-home, where the agency sends out one of their workers, not known by the patient, and or the CDS, where he gets to choose his own worker. So right now, since he's still competent, he can make his own decisions, make him switch it now so that it's not a problem later on. God forbid he loses his memory.
So how do I make him switch now? I mean,
when the state calls him to confirm the changes to the care plan, he can tell them right there and then he wants a model, an agency model change from in-home to CDS.
Okay. Okay, because I thought that they did it, because when he didn't remember the year it was.
They're going to ask him questions. As long as he's coherent enough to make his own decisions, he shouldn't have a problem.
I think he wasn't.
Is he now? Because, you know, memory loss is part of aging. Doesn't mean he has dementia or Alzheimer's.
Unless you want to ask him a question. See it, because I mean, I wouldn't want to had you know switching, and he can't be switched.
He could be switched,
but
he could go to any
him.
Agency of his choice. He just has to tell them.
No, I was talking about in-home.
Right, he has to tell them that he wants the in-home program. That's it.
Okay, which in-home he has. I mean, the CDS. He has to tell them he wants CDS.
He wants
program.
CDS, correct?
Okay, not in-home.
Correct.
Okay. Hopefully that'll work out. We'll see.
It will. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I will.
All right. You take care. Welcome to Deluxe. Call me if you need me. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.